Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on MOM 2005 Microsoft Management Packs. My name is Adam Field. In this session, we're going to talk about the management packs that Microsoft provide for Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM 2005. There's not enough time to go through the full range of management packs, but we're going to highlight some of the more useful ones provided and show how to configure them. This session will take you through some of the Microsoft Management Packs that are provided on the product CD, and some that are available by download over the internet. So let's start by taking a look at what we'll be covering in this session. In this session, we'll take a brief look at the underlying architecture of MOM, discuss the concepts of Management Packs, and see all of the packs available. We'll also examine some of the key Management Packs provided by Microsoft, and see demonstrations of them in use. As we go through today's session, you'll hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we'll explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you, we've listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. You should have a basic understanding of what MOM is and what it does. And an understanding of the concepts of systems management would also be useful. It would also be helpful to have had some experience with operations management. The first main topic we'll be covering is the architecture of MOM 2005. We'll start by looking at a quick overview of the underlying architecture of MOM 2005. In other words, what does it do and how does it do it? Then, we'll look at the basic concepts of management packs. What are they? What can they do for you? And who writes them? Then, we'll discuss which management packs are available and where you can obtain them from. After that, we'll drill down further into 7 or 8 management packs. This section will mainly consist of demonstrations of those management packs, and you'll see what they are, how to configure them, and see some real-time MOM 2005 monitoring. The session will end with a look at how you can be notified automatically of new and updated management packs. So let's start with a brief look at the MOM 2005 architecture. Management packs are really the rule set that tells us how to monitor an application. If we look at the underlying architecture, we see we have a MOM server with a database hosted on it, which contains, among other things, the knowledge base. This server also hosts the various consoles that are needed to configure and manage MOM 2005, either interactively or using a web interface. The server is responsible for deploying all the rules we have in the management packs to the agents, which you can see represented at the base of the graphic, and then the agents perform the monitoring activities. You can also see at the top of the graphic a data warehouse where reporting is performed. Many of the management packs we will look at in this session come with their own reports. We will see several different types of reports, and we will see what data we can report on. Now let's return to the agenda. So what is a management pack? Management packs are a container and distribution vehicle that MOM uses to deploy the required configuration information to monitor a system or application. A management pack consists of a collection of rules, knowledge, tasks, views, and reports that enable the management of a computer or an application. Management packs allow you to specify how MOM collects, handles, and responds to information and events. They provide a definition of server health. Any variations from this definition can be thought of as indicators of a condition that may require some intervention to avoid a potential outage or to recover from an incident. So what's the goal of a management pack? It's Microsoft's goal to distribute management packs that are built by the teams that build the application, with help from the MOM team. For example, the Active Directory product team built the Active Directory pack, and the Microsoft Exchange product team build the Exchange Management Pack, and so on. This is because the MOM team don't have all the knowledge about all of these products that the product teams themselves do. Doing it this way means that unparalleled product expertise is put into each management pack that Microsoft develops and deploys. The same management paradigm is followed by third-party developers with their own custom management packs. The second goal of a management pack is to provide a consistent monitoring solution across different system services. This helps to streamline data center operations. Another major goal is to reduce the time and cost of investigating and resolving problems you encounter, thereby lowering your TCO. But it is not just about collecting events and performance data. They also provide a preemptive monitoring solution to provide you with a higher quality of service for your applications. This is because management packs provide the capability to go out and proactively look at your systems and applications and determine if you have configuration issues or performance and sizing issues that you are maybe not aware of. Lastly, management packs aim to provide an out-of-the-box solution to give you a fast return on investment. Virtually every management pack can be imported into MOM, and without doing anything else, you'll get basic monitoring capabilities for that management pack. There will probably be some advanced configuration steps you'll need to take to extend those monitoring capabilities, and you'll see some examples of this management pack configuration in the demonstrations later in this session. Now let's look at the next agenda topic, which is the availability of management packs. So what management packs are available, and who creates them? Microsoft provide management packs for Microsoft operating systems and applications. However, it's not just about the Microsoft applications and operating systems. There are a whole host of partners writing management packs for their hardware and software products, or extending management packs for Microsoft's applications, maybe by providing extra features or reporting capabilities for them. Microsoft really try and engage with their partners and give them the tools to build management packs and to distribute them through the Microsoft.com website. So which management packs are available? When MOM 2005 shipped, there were a large number of management packs provided on the product CD. And when you install MOM 2005, you can choose which of these packs to install. You can see on the slide that there are some key technology packs provided on the CD, such as the operating system ones, SQL Server, Active Directory Directory Service, Exchange, and Systems Management Server. Some of these may not be applicable to your own environment. Microsoft continuously creates and updates management packs, and as new applications are developed, Microsoft will provide the management packs you need. Additional Microsoft management packs are provided at no extra cost to you once you have licensed your MOM product. There are also more management packs available. The place to look is the Management Pack and Product Connector catalog on the MOM website. You can use the main page here to enter search criteria for the software you need to optimize MOM to work with your applications. Using this Management Pack search engine, you can find downloadable management packs created by Microsoft, and on the slide graphic, you can see management packs for Microsoft applications such as SharePoint Portal Server, Transaction Server, and Active Directory. So if I were to click on the SharePoint Portal Server link, it would take me to the management pack download page. You can also find links to management packs that can be downloaded from Microsoft partners. And on this slide graphic, you can see links to management pack downloads from partners such as AVI Code, Citrix, and Dell. Some of these partners may provide their management packs free of charge, while others may charge you for them. Microsoft merely provides a portal to those partners and their management pack downloads. Microsoft requires that the partners listed on this website follow some best practices for management pack development, such as ensuring the packs are not collecting too much data, and that they have the same look and feel as Microsoft's own management packs. Notice that you can also sort the results list by product name, partner name, the MOM versions it applies to, and even by the management pack's expected RTM date. Besides management packs, Microsoft also lists connectors on this website to connect to other systems, such as HP OpenView or Tivoli. Before we look at some of the management packs, let's discuss what you do with a management pack once you've downloaded it. The first thing you do is import a management pack through the MOM Administrator console, either running on the MOM server or remotely on a workstation. MOM will then discover where you need a management pack, so if you have SQL Server running on a MOM agent, MOM will know you need to have that management pack on it. Then, MOM will deploy the appropriate management pack to that server, so there is no need to visit any of your managed nodes just to install a management pack on them. The MOM agents running on those managed nodes will then download all the rules in the management pack and begin monitoring. The rules are what implements all of the MOM monitoring behavior, and this includes the proactive and reactive monitoring activity. So the rules would dictate what to watch for in terms of problem indicators and what key functionality to verify. Let's talk briefly about how you can use load privileges for MOM operations. There is a misconception that you always need administrator rights to monitor your systems and applications. However, this is not the case. The MOM agent service may run as a local system, but there is also an action account, and you can configure that action account with specific rights. Most management packs support monitoring using a low privilege action account. Each of the management pack guides that you get with the downloaded management pack document the MOM action account requirements for monitoring their particular system or application. Here's a look at an overview of management packs by examining the MOM 2005 consoles. In this demonstration, we'll briefly examine the main MOM 2005 consoles, which are the administrator console and the operator console. We'll see the structure and components of the consoles and see what kind of monitoring can be performed. In this first demonstration, we're going to examine the main consoles that MOM 2005 provides for administration and operation purposes. The first of these is the MOM 2005 Administrator Console. In this console, if we start at the home page by clicking the server node, you can see that there are some quick links to common setup and configuration tasks, such as installing agents, managing computers, and importing and exporting management packs. There are also links on this home page to the other consoles that we will be looking at shortly. Further down the page are links to management packs and administration. These are shortcuts to the nodes in the left pane. If I click management packs, it displays the home page for the management packs node. When I expand the management packs node, you can see several containers, including computer groups, discovered groups, and rule groups. In the computer groups container are over 80 existing computer groups, including Exchange servers, MOM servers, SMS servers, Windows XP computers, and Windows 2000 and Windows Server 2003 domain controllers. This folder contains computer groups that are provided with MOM 2005, as well as any groups that you have created. The Discover Groups folder contains computer groups that have been discovered by MOM 2005. You can see under the Rule Groups folder that we already have a number of management packs installed. These tell you what we are monitoring on this server. You can see that we have many of the management packs provided on the MOM 2005 CD, such as Exchange, SQL Server, MOM, SMS, and Active Directory. You can also see that we have some of the newer management packs installed, which have been downloaded from the Management Packs and Product Connector catalog website. These include an improved DHCP Server Management Pack, DFS, FRS, and Microsoft Virtual Server Management Packs. If we briefly drill down into one of these management packs, using the Virtual Server Management Pack as an example, you can see that the interface provides a hierarchy of rules that organize items and make it easier for you to navigate through them. Let's look at some of these event rules. Event rules define how MOM 2005 responds when an event occurs. Event rules essentially map to event log items, and the rules specify actions to a particular event, such as alert on or respond to. If I open up an event rule and look at the provider information, we can see that this particular event rule is looking in the virtual server event log, and it is looking for events of a certain criteria. In this case, it is looking for either a 1034 or 1035 event with a category of virtual disk. Based on that information, if the system sees this type of event in the event log, it will generate an alert. Let's take a look at the MOM operator console, which we can open from the start menu, or we can use the shortcut link in the administrator console. You can see I've got the state view open here, and that we're managing a number of computers. There's the MOM server itself, a domain controller called LONDCO1, and a Windows XP client workstation called WRKLON02. To make things a bit easier to see, I'm going to hide the navigation pane. Along the top of the state pane, you can see the various roles, such as Active Directory, DHCP, DNS, and so on. The purpose of these state roles is to give you an at-a-glance view of the health of your computers. So we can see here that we have a couple of problems. We'll be drilling down into some of these as we walk through some of the management packs in later demonstrations. For now, as a quick example, if I go to the SQL role on the LONDCO1 server, I can see that there is a problem with this role. This problem was not driven by an event, but by a scheduled script that runs periodically and checks for service availability. When I open the alert, I can see the alert details in the bottom pane of the window. This is showing me that the SQL Server Agent service is not running on this computer. The History tab shows me that it was a script called SQL Server 2000 Service Availability that generated this alert when the script discovered that one of the key SQL Server services was not running. In the Operator console, there are various views that you can use to easily sort through the information. You can see all the alerts here in the alert views. For example, if I want to see all the SQL Server related alerts, I can do that easily in this view. Here, we can see that there are some errors relating to SQL Server. This alert was driven by one or more events from the event log, and if we look at the Product Knowledge tab, we can see the problem summary information, and we can see possible causes of the problem and, most importantly, some possible resolutions for it. We're now going to take a brief look at the reporting console. You can also open this from the operator console, from the administrator console, or from the start menu. First, we need to log into the reporting console. Let's look at the reports available in the SQL folder. We'll view the SQL Server Configuration Report and select the LONDCO1 Domain Controller as the target computer system. The SQL Server Configuration Report displays the configuration of all SQL Server instances installed on a server in a table format. It shows SQL Server property and database information. That completes our overview of the three main MOM 2005 consoles. In the next section, we'll examine some of the key management packs and see the kind of monitoring you can do. Let's focus on some key management packs. The management packs we're going to focus on in this section of the presentation are the Active Directory Management Pack, which is a key management pack if you are running an Active Directory environment. Then we'll look at the SQL Server pack. Next, we're going to take a look at the desktop monitoring, which is a recent release management pack for Windows XP. We'll then briefly look at the Virtual Server 2005 management pack. Then we'll look at the Distributed File System and File Replication Services management packs and how they are supported through Active Directory. Then we'll look at the updated DHCP management pack. We'll finish the management pack drill down with a look at the Websites and Services management pack. These are going to be just a taster of some of the key management packs to give you an idea of what kinds of monitoring you can do for these applications and services. Let's look at the Active Directory Management Pack first. The Active Directory Management Pack, or ADMP, has been around for a long time and was built by the Active Directory product team. It monitors the health and availability of your Active Directory. For example, it monitors key processes and services which may be required, such as the NetLogon service, the File Replication service, and the Key Distribution Center service. It will also monitor replication, so you can instill changes on domain controllers, and then time how long they take to replicate. There is also a client-side monitoring component, which allows you to nominate workstations or servers on which to test aspects of Active Directory from the client's perspective. You can view your Active Directory topology using the diagram view, and here you will see your sites, site links, and domain controllers in a graphical representation. The management pack will collect key performance counters, information about replication latency, and all Active Directory related events, which will help you to identify potential issues before they become critical. The pack also contains a number of reports that can be run against items such as Active Directory service availability, domain changes, and performance and trend information. The Microsoft Active Directory Management Pack guide provides information about the most common Active Directory monitoring scenarios, state monitoring definitions, tasks, reports, and views. This guide also includes instructions for deploying and operating the Active Directory Management Pack. You can download the Management Pack guide from the Microsoft website at the URL address on the slide. So we know we need to monitor servers, but why do we need to do client-side monitoring? To fully understand the health of an application, you often have to look at it from the outside. As a simple example of this, in an Active Directory scenario, MOM is likely to be monitoring the domain controllers and everything appears to be fine. But a user is finding that he has a problem with Exchange. Now we know that Exchange is heavily dependent on Active Directory. What can the problem be and why didn't we foresee it? What may be happening is that the Exchange server is going outside of its own Active Directory site to find a global catalog server which can slow down the performance of Exchange. So by looking only at the domain controllers themselves, we wouldn't pick that up. But by using the client-side monitoring component, you can check bind times to the FISMO roles, check that global catalog servers are available in that site, and give you advance warning of potential problems with Exchange or other applications that rely on Active Directory. Now, let's examine the Active Directory Management Pack in more detail. In this demonstration, we'll see which management packs are installed on the MOM server and use the MOM 2005 operator console to view the Active Directory topology and examine rule group information. We'll also open the reporting console to view several Active Directory related reports. When monitoring Active Directory, it's helpful to be able to look at the entire Active Directory infrastructure. The Active Directory Management Pack comes with topology diagrams that allow you to do just that. Here, we can see the following. The default site link, called Default First Site Name, the LON DC01 Domain Controller, and the default IP site link. You can also see a book icon attached to the server object, which shows us that this server is also a global catalog server. In this demonstration, we only have a simple Active Directory environment to view, but this diagram will scale up to enable you to see much larger and more complex Active Directory infrastructures. By clicking the Action menu on the objects in the diagram, you can also go straight to other views of the object, such as looking at any related alerts, events, or performance information. Other management packs that provide diagram views include the SMS 2003 management pack and the Exchange Server management pack. In this demonstration environment, we will not see any information in these diagram views. We'll now go back to the Administrator console and look at the rules available in the Active Directory management pack. You can see that there are several rule groups available. If I click one of them, you can see summary information about the rule. The Active Directory client-side monitoring rule group is designed to augment the server-side monitoring of the Active Directory management pack. It provides a client perspective on the health of Active Directory and is useful when you want to monitor mission-critical desktops for access to Active Directory services. The Active Directory Monitor Trusts rule group is used by the Active Directory Trust Monitoring Computer Group to monitor all trust relationship activity in Active Directory. The Replication Topology Discovery rule groups contain scripts that run periodically to discover topology information for connection objects and site links. If we drill down into one of these rule groups, we can see how the topology discovery rules work. If we look at an event rule for connection object topology discovery, you can see that there is only one rule, the script rule that checks remote topology information. If we open up the event rule, we can see more information about the script that runs. The Data Provider tab shows us that the script runs every 5 minutes and that it queries Active Directory to see if anything has changed since the last query. This is known as a timed script, and many of the management packs for MOM use these timed scripts. The advantage of them being scripts is that you can actually see what they're doing. If we go to the Responses tab, we can open the script's properties. On the General tab, we can see the script name and the language it was written in, and on the Script tab, we can view the script itself. Now we'll look at some of the reports that are provided in the Active Directory Management Pack. To do this, we need to switch to the Reporting Console and open the Active Directory folder. In Active Directory, we have several reports available, such as a report on which domain controllers are running. This report summarizes the domain controllers that match the report criteria and indicates the domain and site membership, fully qualified domain name or FQDN, their IP address, operating system version, and monitoring status. If we look at the AD role holders report, it summarizes the placement of various flexible single master operations roles. Here, you can see the role name, whether the role scope is domain or forest wide, the scope name, the server that is currently holding that role, and its site membership. Now, let's look at the AD Disk Space report. This report summarizes the Active Directory database and log file paths and file sizes and calculates the free space available on their respective drives. The AD Disk Space Chart report displays the disk space usage and available free space for the Active Directory database and log files over a specified date range in a graphical chart view. The default date range is the past 2 weeks, but you can specify a different range. In our case, the values will only fluctuate slightly. We saw the topology for our Active Directory environment, but it was a pretty simple scenario. Let's see just how much the topology can be scaled. This is an example of a topology diagram from one of Microsoft's own test labs. It may look like a mess, but it can be scoped down to a much smaller set. Here, you can see all the links between the sites and view information about those links. You can also see the servers in the sites and see which ones are global catalogs and so on. Not all management packs have these diagram views available, but apart from this Active Directory pack, the Exchange and SMS packs also have topology information, and Microsoft will be including more of this topology information into many of their future management packs. Let's move on now and look at the SQL Server management pack. SQL Server is another key enterprise application that you may have deployed in your environment. The management pack for SQL Server provides monitoring for approximately 400 operational events. It provides scripts that can check service availability, check database and log space issues. It also provides many SQL Server related performance counters and views, and also provides several reports for SQL configuration, performance and load and capacity planning. It's also worth mentioning that the management pack fully supports SQL running in a clustered environment. It also supports multiple instances running on a single server, and it supports 64-bit processing. The Microsoft SQL Server 2000 Management Pack Guide describes the content of the management pack and describes how to deploy it. You can download the management pack guide from the Microsoft website at the URL on the slide. The SQL Server Management Pack also does client-side monitoring, so let's take a brief look at that now. So we can nominate a client, give it a list of SQL Server instances to connect to. So we can nominate a client, give it a list of SQL Server instances to connect to, and we can give it queries to run and expected response times. So this particular client is going to execute a query against these three different databases, then the response time can be evaluated, and then an alert can be generated if the client either fails to get a response from all the SQL instances, or if the response is heavily delayed. Now let's take a look at the SQL Server Management Pack in more detail. In this demonstration, you will use the MOM2005 Operator Console to examine the SQL Server Management Pack rules. You'll also see how to view SQL Server alerts, resolve SQL Server alerts, and view several SQL Server-related reports in the Reporting Console. The SQL Server Management Pack monitors SQL Server version 7 and SQL Server 2000. It detects and alerts on critical SQL events to warn about, correct, and prevent possible service outages or SQL Server configuration issues. The Microsoft SQL Server Rule Group is a parent rule group, which means that it is essentially a container for child rule groups for specific SQL Server versions. In our case, we have SQL Server 2000 installed, so we have a child rule group for that version. Notice that the SQL Server 2000 rule group has the Microsoft SQL Server listed as its parent rule group, and that it has several child rule groups of its own, such as client-side monitoring, SQL Server 2000 event collection, and state monitoring and service discovery. The state monitoring and service discovery child rule group contains event rules for basic SQL Server database and health monitoring, such as SQL Server service availability and SQL Server space analysis. Now, let's see a couple of those rules in action. If we switch back to the Operator Console and look at the state information for SQL Server, we can see that we have a couple of problems with SQL Server at the moment. There is a SQL problem with the domain controller and with the MOM server. Let's see what the first of these SQL problems is on our MOM server by selecting the alert. Now we can see that one of the problems relates to the DB space component. But to see exactly what the problem is, we need to open the alert and view the state details more closely. The description for this alert tells us that the test01 database has less free space left than the threshold value of 100 megabytes. We'll open SQL Enterprise Manager and look at the database in question to see where the problem lies and to see why we are running out of space on this database. If we open the properties for the test01 database, we can see on the General tab that the database size is 2 megabytes, and the space available is only 1.12 megabytes. If we view the Data Files tab, we can see that the space allocated for this database is only 1 megabyte. We need to allow the database file to grow automatically, so we enable that option with the default settings, which should fix our problem. The Product Knowledge tab gives us some basic information about the possible causes and potential resolutions to the problem. But we can also add our own custom knowledge by editing the information on the Company Knowledge tab for this particular alert. To show how to define the threshold for the database disk space, we need to go back to the Administrator console and view the SQL Server Management Pack rules. If we open the SQL Server Space Analysis Event rule, we can see on the Data Provider tab that a script runs every 2 minutes to check the space on the SQL Server databases. The default for this timed event is actually 15 minutes. But a quicker schedule has been added to speed things up for the purposes of this demonstration. On the Responses tab, we can open the script and see the script parameter that defines the error threshold value for all the SQL Server databases. Here, you can see that it's currently set to the default value of 100 megabytes. Now that we've fixed the problem, if we check the state of the SQL role, we should find that this alert has gone into an inactive state. We can also see that the state icon for the DB space component is now showing a green success icon instead of the red error icon, so this confirms that we've fixed the problem. Now let's look at another SQL alert. If we look at the state information for SQL Server, we can see that we still have a problem with SQL on the domain controller, LON DC01. Let's see exactly what the problem is on our domain controller by selecting the alert. Now, we can see the problem relates to the SQL agent component. But to see exactly what the problem is, we need to open the alert and view the state details more closely. The description for this alert tells us that the SQL Server agent service is not running. You can see that the problem state is showing that it is still an active problem, and that the rule that instigated the alert was the SQL Server service availability rule, under the State Monitoring and Service Discovery Child Rule Group. To verify the problem on our domain controller, let's open up the Services console. Here, we can see that the SQL Server Agent service is not running. Its startup type is set to manual, and that service status is stopped. Now, we could obviously start the service from here, but to see that this operation can be performed through the SQL Management Pack tasks, we'll leave it in a stop state and switch back to our MOM server. If we now open the Tasks pane and run the SQL Server task called Start SQL Agent, the MOM agent will start the SQL Server agent for us. In the Launch Task Wizard, we just need to ensure that we select the correct server and accept the default parameters. Let's see if the task is completed by examining the SQL Server task status list. Now we can see that the Start SQL Agent task is scheduled to run against the LON DC01 SQL Server. Here, we can see that the task was successfully executed and that the SQL Server Agent service has been started on LON DC01. To confirm that the problem has been resolved on our domain controller, let's open up the Services console. Here, we can see that the service status for the SQL Server Agent service now shows a status of started. If we now open the State view again for the SQL Server role, we'll be able to see if the state has been updated. We can now see that the state icon for the SQL role for the LON DC01 domain controller is showing a green success icon instead of the red error icon. So this confirms that we have fixed this problem as well. Now we'll look at some of the reports provided with the SQL Server Management Pack. To do this, we'll switch back to the reporting console. The SQL Server Management Pack also has several reports available, such as reports on failed or successful logons, reports on SQL Server configuration, and reports on user connections, either by day or by peak usage. The User Connections by Day report displays user connections by day for each SQL Server instance installed on a server in chart format. By default, it uses a date range of 7 days. The User Connections by Peak Hour report displays user connections by peak hours for each SQL Server instance installed on a server in a chart format. By default, it uses a date range of 7 days and a time range of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The SQL Server Configuration report displays the configuration of SQL Server instances installed on a server in a table format. It also shows SQL Server property and database information. The SQL Server and Active Directory Management Packs were released with the product, but Microsoft has updated them slightly since their release. In this next section, we're going to look in more detail at some of the management packs that have been released more recently. Most of the management packs listed on the slide were released in April of 2005, and they were released through the Management Pack and Product Connector catalogue on the MOM website at www.microsoft.com/management/MMA/catalogue/2005. .aspx. The Windows Desktop Base OS pack is essentially a Windows XP management pack. You could monitor Windows XP before using the Windows Server Management Pack, but it wasn't really designed with the desktop operating system in mind, and so a new one was created, specifically for the Windows XP desktop OS, and we will be drilling down into this management pack in the next part of this presentation. Again, we will be drilling down into the virtual server, DFS, DHCP, FRS, and the Websites and Services Management Packs in more detail later. ISA Server and the Office Live Communication Server Management Packs have been released even more recently and are also available for download from the MOM Management Pack catalog page. The Active Directory and Server-based Operating System Management Packs have also been recently updated and re-released through the Management Pack and Product Connector catalog on the MOM website. The Management Pack Notifier was only released in July 2005, and it informs you through the generation of informational alerts as updated Management Packs are released. Now let's look at the first of these recently released Management Packs, which is the Windows Desktop Base OS Pack. You may be wondering why you should monitor desktops. This management pack isn't designed to monitor every desktop in your environment. It's really designed for mission-critical desktop computers running Windows XP Professional. Essentially, it monitors the performance and availability of Microsoft Windows desktop operating system versions Windows XP and later. By detecting, alerting on, and automatically responding to critical events and performance indicators, this management pack helps indicate, correct, prevent possible operating system service outages. By creating a specific desktop management pack instead of using the server pack, Microsoft has reduced the amount of data that is collected and therefore put less load on the desktop. This pack monitors key desktop health areas, such as key services like the workstation service and the time service. It also monitors storage components to see if you're running out of disk space, and it can collect various pieces of performance data if you enable those settings, many of which are disabled by default. The pack comes with a few built-in administrative tasks to help reduce your time spent supporting your mission-critical desktops. Tasks include ipconfig and ping utilities, starting a remote desktop session, and running event viewer and computer management consoles remotely on your desktops. By using embedded expertise, this management pack highlights performance, health, and availability conditions that might indicate problems. It can, in some cases, even identify issues before they become critical, thus providing you with a level of customer responsiveness that increases the overall availability and performance of your Windows desktop operating systems. The management pack supports up to 4,000 desktops per management group. Let's look at the Windows Desktop Base OS Management Pack in more detail. In this demonstration, we'll use the MOM 2005 operator console to examine the Windows Desktop Base Operating System Management Pack rule groups. We'll also see how to initiate tasks to be run on a client computer. The Windows Desktop Base Operating System Management Pack monitors the performance and availability of Windows XP and later desktop computers. It detects, alerts on, and responds to certain critical events and performance indicators to find, correct, and prevent possible service outages for Windows desktop operating systems. In addition to providing these monitoring rules, the Windows Desktop Base Operating System Management Pack also includes a rich set of views, several administrative tasks, and some useful reports. You can see that the Windows Desktop Base OS rule group is a parent rule group and has a child rule group below it called Windows XP. In the future, as newer desktop operating systems are developed, they will also appear as child rule groups below this parent node. Underneath the Windows XP rule group folder, you can also see that it has several child rule groups. These rule groups contain event, alert and performance rules to monitor system services and components, networking, performance, reliability and storage aspects of the Windows XP desktop operating system. You can use the operator console to view the roles of your managed computers in MOM. Here, we can see that the WRK-LON02 computer has three roles: disk, MOM agent, and OS. If we look at the disk role, the state details window shows us that the free space component is OK. If we click the MOM agent role, we can see that there are role components for configuration, heartbeat, performance, queues, and WMI, and they are all showing a status of success. If we want to see more detailed role information, we can pick a specific server or desktop computer and view the relevant role information. To do this, we go to the Computers and Groups view and select the Computers node under the Microsoft Windows Desktop Base OS folder. In this case, we are going to look at the role information for the Windows XP Professional desktop computer called WRK-LON02. In this Computer Details window, we can view much more detailed information about the disk role, including the file system in use, the drive name, the size of the drive, the disk interface type, and volume and partition names. Under the MOM agent role, we can see the management group it belongs to, the name of the primary MOM server for the management group, and the version number of the agent. The OS role shows lots of detailed information, including the BIOS date, version and manufacturer, the date and time of the operating system installation, and the last time it started. It also shows the processor make, model and speed, the system locale, and page file, and physical memory details. You can also run tasks on your managed servers and desktop computers in the MOM operator console. In this case, we'll run a query against the WRK-LON02 Windows XP desktop computer. You can see that there are a few tasks that can be run against computers in the Windows Desktop Base OS management pack, including an IP config release and renew task as well as a traceroute. We'll run a query on the user account settings for the Windows XP Professional client. If we go to the Events view and look at the status of the tasks for the Windows Desktop Base OS rule group, we can see that the user account query is scheduled to run against the WRK-LON02 computer. Now, we'll run another task that releases and renews the client computer's IP address. If we go to the Events view and look at the status of tasks for the Windows Desktop Base OS rule group, we can see that the IP configuration release and renew task is scheduled to run on the WRK-LON02 computer. We are now moving on to look at the Virtual Server Management Pack. The Virtual Server Management Pack monitors the performance and availability of virtual servers and virtual machines. By detecting and providing alerts for critical events and performance indicators, this management pack helps you correct and prevent possible service outages. As a result, this management pack can play an important role in ensuring the virtual server and virtual machines are available and working correctly. And again, by using embedded expertise, this management pack provides alerts for performance, health, and availability conditions that indicate problems. In some cases, it can even identify issues before they become critical, allowing you to maintain a high level of availability and performance for virtual server and your virtual machines. The management pack comes with some built-in administrative tasks, so that you can start, pause, stop, or save the state of your virtual machines. It also comes with several virtual server reports to view all virtual machine details as well as performance history data, such as CPU usage and disk space and RAM used. So let's look at the virtual server management pack in more detail. In this demonstration, we'll use the MOM2005 consoles to examine the virtual server management pack rule groups. We'll also view the reports available in the virtual server management pack. The virtual server management pack monitors the performance and availability of virtual server and virtual machines. It detects and provides alerts for critical events and performance indicators to help you find, correct, and prevent possible service outages. In addition to providing these monitoring rules, the virtual server management pack includes several administrative tasks and some useful reports. You can see that the Microsoft Virtual Server rule group is a parent rule group and contains the Virtual Server 2005 child rule group. The Virtual Server 2005 rule group contains two child rule groups. The first of these is the Core Service rule group, which monitors virtual server for configuration errors and critical error conditions. It also monitors virtual machines for start and restore errors, for save failures, and for disk, memory, and processor utilization. The second child rule group is the State Monitoring and Service Discovery rule group, which monitors virtual server service availability and discovers virtual machine configuration information. The virtual server management pack comes with several built-in administrative tasks to start, stop, pause, resume, reset, and save the state of virtual machines. Now, we'll look at some of the reports provided with the Microsoft Virtual Server Management Pack. To do this, we'll switch back to the reporting console. The Microsoft Virtual Server Management Pack has several reports available. There are reports on virtual server and virtual machine details, as well as virtual machine performance reports for CPU, disk space, and RAM usage. We're now going to move on and look at the DFS Management Pack. The Distributed File System, or DFS Management Pack, monitors the performance and health of the DFS service running on Windows 2000 and later operating systems. It will check the health of your DFS routes and DFS links and can check the availability of those links. In addition to monitoring the health of the DFS service, the Management Pack can also help monitor the availability of DFS shares to clients through its client-side monitoring node. The DFS Management Pack also comes with a few administrative tasks for stopping and starting the DFS service, and also a task to run a query against DFS routes, links, and targets for information. The two reports that come with it allow you to view the standalone route and domain route configuration information. This Management Pack is one of the Microsoft packs that requires an external utility. This one requires the DFS Util tool, which is available on the Windows Support Tools CD. To summarise, by detecting, alerting on, and automatically responding to critical events and performance indicators, this Management Pack helps indicate, correct, and prevent possible DFS service and share outages. This Management Pack plays an important role in ensuring that your DFS infrastructure is working correctly and is always available. Now, let's look at the FRS Management Pack. The File Replication Service, or FRS, Management Pack uses the Ultrasound product to monitor FRS, which is available for free from the URL on the slide. Ultrasound scripts run on an ultrasound controller and forward health metric information onto MOM. So rather than MOM doing all the work, it uses the output from ultrasound to raise the alerts. This pack will check the health and availability of replica sets, the FRS service, and the health of ultrasound. It comes with some basic administrative tasks for starting and stopping FRS and ultrasound services, and some basic reports for frequently detected issues for the ultrasound service. To summarise, the Windows File Replication Service Management Pack monitors the performance and availability of Windows File Replication Service, ultrasound and replica sets. By detecting and providing alerts for critical events and performance indicators, this management pack helps you correct and prevent possible service outages. This management pack plays an important role in ensuring that Windows File Replication Service and replica sets are available and working correctly. Now let's take a look at the DHCP server management pack. The Microsoft Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol Service, or DHCP, management pack collects the events that the DHCP service places in the Windows 2000 and Windows 2003 system event logs. This management pack highlights events that might indicate possible service outages or configuration problems so that you can quickly take corrective or preventative actions. For example, this management pack alerts you of DHCP service availability, startup failures due to service initialization errors or due to network issues, unexpected service terminations, DHCP scope health, unauthorized DHCP servers, and alerts you if DHCP is unable to restore the DHCP database. It also monitors performance of DHCP traffic, such as address requests, offers, acknowledgements, negative acknowledgements, and queue lengths. The management pack comes with lots of administrative tasks, allowing you to run queries on DHCP server and scope configurations, stop and start the DHCP service, and query scope statistics from the DHCP management information base. The reports available in this management pack include information on DHCP servers, authorized DHCP servers, and plenty of DHCP performance history reports for items such as the active queue length, and declines, discovers, and negative acknowledgement operations per second. Now let's move on and look at the Websites and Services Management Pack. The Websites and Services Management Pack can be used to monitor availability and performance of websites and services by performing HTTP requests against the monitored entities. These are referred to as synthetic transactions, which are test transactions created by performance management solutions and are great for monitoring web application performance from the client or customer perspective. The result of these HTTP requests is a set of performance metrics such as DNS response time, total URL response time, and total web page response time. That would include content like images and scripts, which can be collected for future analysis, or you can set up monitoring criteria to alert you when certain service level agreements or SLAs are not met. You can then build SLA reports to show upper management and customers how service levels are being met for your applications. There are a few reports supplied with the management pack. You should review the Websites and Services Management Pack guide for installation and deployment instructions. This document is extracted to a temporary folder when you run the MSI installation file. Although you don't need to know the internal structure of the management pack to truly take advantage of its features, it will be useful to understand it for those of you who may wish to customize the management pack. So let's take a look at the structure of the Websites and Services Management Pack. The Websites and Services Management Pack follows a slightly different paradigm for dealing with rules than other management packs we've seen so far. When you install the Websites and Services Management Pack under the main Websites and Services rule group in the MOM Administrator console, there are two subgroups, which are referred to as child rule groups, called the Common Processing Rule Group and the Request Sequence Groups. Common processing rules are downloaded and run by all MOM agents that perform any kind of web application monitoring, so all Websites and Services agents get these rules. Some of these rules may already exist in the MOM Administrator console, and new ones can be added and existing rules can be modified here. A request sequence group is a collection of request sequences which are a series of HTTP requests used to monitor the availability and performance of a particular website or web service. Request sequence group rules differ from the common processing rules in that they are selectively downloaded by MOM agents which perform monitoring for a specific website. So you may have 5 MOM agents monitoring 5 websites, and you may want to dedicate 1 agent per website. Also, the rules are modified using the Websites and Services MP Configuration Wizard, not the MOM Administrator Console. Let's look at how this different rule paradigm in the Websites and Services Management Pack fits in with the rest of the MOM 2005 architecture. Typically, a MOM Management Pack ships with rules that implement the health model for an application. Because with the Websites and Services Management Pack, Microsoft are enabling distinct and much larger scenarios, like monitoring generic web applications, they actually ship a configuration wizard and a manage code response along with the rules. The configuration wizard extends the MOM Administrator Console with the ability to create and configure the new types of rules required for the Websites and Services Management Pack. And the manage code response extends the MOM agent with the ability to perform HTTP requests, and that manage code response also evaluates the performance metrics we discussed earlier and is responsible for firing off events in the case that those metrics don't meet their criteria. The slide diagram is only a logical representation of the basic architecture and is by no means intended to suggest a particular deployment environment, because MOM, it is a distributed application, and you can mix and match any of these MOM components on one or more physical computers. To clarify this point and look at the Websites and Services Management Pack in more detail, let's start the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we'll use the MOM 2005 console to examine the Websites and Services Management Pack rule groups. We'll also use the Websites and Services MP Configuration Wizard to create a Request Sequence Groups rule, and then we'll view performance metrics for the Websites and Services Management Pack. For this demonstration, we need a sample website to browse, so we'll install Windows SharePoint Services 2 Service Pack 1 and use the site as our sample site. The Websites and Services Management Pack contains processing rules for all agents monitoring targeted URLs and XML web services. It contains 2 child rule groups, the Common Processing Rules rule group and the Request Sequence Groups rule group. If you remember from the presentation, Common Processing Rules are run by all MOM agents that perform web application monitoring, and the rules are configured using the Administrator Console. Here, you can see that there are 15 event rules for the Common Processing Rules group. However, the Event Rules container is empty in the Request Sequence Groups folder. This is because the Request Sequence Groups rules differ from the Common Processing Rules in that they are selectively downloaded by MOM agents that perform monitoring for a specific website. Also, these rules differ because they are modified using the Websites and Services MP Configuration Wizard and not the MOM Administrator Console. The Websites and Services Configuration Wizard helps you create, modify and delete request sequences and to manage request sequence groups. The first thing is to connect to the MOM Management Server. Then, we choose which configuration task we want to perform. In this case, we're going to create a new request sequence. We need to supply a name for the new request sequence, then we can set various properties for it on the properties page. From the properties page, we can define things like how often the request sequence runs. For example, we could change this to 1 minute. We can define what performance metrics we are going to collect and how many retries to attempt if a connection failure occurs. We can also specify error and warning events that should be generated if the total response time is over a specified number of seconds. For example, we could change this value to 15 seconds. Then, we have to decide how we want to create the request sequence. There are three options for this, and in this demo, we are going to use Internet Explorer to browse a website and capture the navigation of that website. Now, we are ready to capture the website navigation activity to create our new request sequence group. We'll browse a website to create some request sequences. For the purposes of this demo, we'll browse the default website for Windows SharePoint services. We'll just browse around the site to create a few request sequences. We'll click some links to create some GET requests for us to capture. Let's also change the email address setting for a user on the site settings page, which will add a post request to the capture as well. This should be enough to generate some activity and create several request sequences, so we can now close the browser and stop the capture. After we stop the capture process, we can see the captured results in the captured requests list. Notice that there are several GET requests and one POST request. The POST request relates to the site setting change we made on the user's email address. On the Edit Request page, we will leave the Test Sequence checkbox selected so that it will test the request sequences before we confirm the changes. The Request Sequence Test Result page shows us whether all the tests were successful. We can also view the details of each individual request. On the Details tab, we can view the URL, description, and timing information for the request. On the HTTP Request and HTTP Response tabs, we can see the actual detail of each request for a web page and the system's HTTP response to it. Using the Next button, you can easily browse all the HTTP requests or response details in one window. On the Confirm Changes page, note that once you click Next on this page, the changes are committed and cannot be reversed. Note also that the summary detail states that the MOM demo request sequence we create will become part of the default request sequence group. Now, the wizard is saving the changes to the MOM management server, although what it's actually doing is creating some MOM rules, which we can view in the administrator console. If we now refresh the administrator console, we can see that a new child rule group exists called Default Request Sequence Group. If we open up the rule group, we can see that it contains the MOM demo event rule that we created in the wizard. The Data Provider tab shows us that the data has come from the WSSMP, which is the Websites and Services Management Pack, and is scheduled to run every minute. You can see on the Responses tab that this event rule actually runs a .NET Framework managed code response. We can now view performance metrics on the requests run by the managed code response. If we go into Performance View in the Operator console and open up the Websites and Services Management Pack Performance View folder, we can see that some performance views are available here that consist of various performance counters. If we choose the response times view and then select the performance counter, we can click the Draw Graph button to view a graphical representation of those response times. We can even modify the chart view using different colours to make it easier to see. We've seen the Management Pack catalogue on the website, but how do you know when new or updated Management Packs become available? Let's now look at the MP Notifier tool, whose job is to inform us when new Management Packs are available. The MP Notifier tool is a MOM 2005 resource kit tool that is actually a small Management Pack itself, and can now be downloaded from the Management Pack and Product Connector catalogue website, where it's listed with the other Management Packs. Note that it can only be imported into MOM 2005, not MOM 2000. The Microsoft Management Pack Notifier enables the generation of informational alerts as updated Management Packs are released. Once installed, this tool will periodically check the versions of the Management Packs you have against the website, which has an XML file which has all the current versions in it. The default is to check every 24 hours. But you can modify this setting in the rule properties. You will get informational alerts from MOM based on the Management Packs you have installed, and it will let you know if there are any updates or new versions available. Let's examine the Microsoft Management Pack Notifier in more detail. In this demonstration, we will use the MOM 2005 Administrator Console to examine the Microsoft Operations Manager MP Notifier Management Pack. The Microsoft Operations Manager MP Notifier Management Pack checks the installed Management Pack versions against those published on the Management Pack and Product Connector catalog website and alerts you if there's an update available. It will generate an event for each Management Pack version that doesn't match the list on the website. In the case of brand new Management Packs, it will generate just one event informing you that the new packs exist. You can see that the MP Notifier rule group is a parent rule group and has no child rule groups. There are only two event rules for this Management Pack. The Check MOM MP Versions rule is the rule that periodically checks the Management Pack website for updates and raises alerts when there are some. If we look at the Knowledge Base tab on the Event Rule properties, we can see that for this rule to work, the MOM management server must have internet access, and you must manually add a MOM server to the Microsoft Operations Manager MP Notifier MOM Server computer group. If we look at the Responses tab, we can view the actual script and see exactly what it's doing. You can see that the script goes out and loads the web page from this URL, loads the catalog page into an XML document, and then scans the local list of parent rule groups and compares that against the ones published in the XML catalog. When it finds items that do not match, it returns a script error to the second event rule. The alert when versions don't match rule is the rule that raises the alert based on information generated by the MP Notifier script we just looked at in the Check MOM MP Versions event rule. If we look at the Data Provider tab, we can see that the alert is generated by a script. If we look on the Criteria tab, we can see that the source for this script is MOM MP Version Check MP. If we look at the Alert tab, we can see in the Alert description, this is the output sent to the Alerts view in the Operator Console. This concludes the demonstrations for this session. And now, let's summarise the key points from this session about Microsoft Management Packs. Management Packs allow you to specify how MOM collects, handles, and responds to information and events, and they also provide definitions of server health. All Management Packs are produced by application owners and technical experts in that specific product or service. Microsoft provides Management Packs for Windows operating systems and their own applications, and there are also lots of partners writing and providing Management Packs for the rest of the enterprise stack and for their own hardware and software products. For more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/TechNet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/MGT-22 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Professional MOM 2005, SMS 2003, and Microsoft Update by Russ Kaufman, Randy Holloway, and Telmo Sampeo is soon to be released. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning, formerly Microsoft Training and Certification and Microsoft Press, develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, or MOC, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Press books, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals and teaches you how to support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The courses that best support this session are Managing Your Infrastructure using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 and Implementing Microsoft Operations Manager 2000, which are available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how you rank. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Microsoft Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, you can choose to go and become a Fully Certified System Administrator, MCSA, or System Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dias, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/TechNet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.